Hello, gorgeous souls.
And welcome to the Find Your Power podcast. I'm your host, Kirsten, and welcome to the place where I help you expand your soul, your mind, and of course, your bank account. Here we talk all things mindset, manifestation, spirituality, personal growth, and so much more. Today, I urge you to open up your mind, receive something new, learn something new, and grow just a little bit more. I thank you so much for trusting me to be a guide along your journey. And now, without further ado, let's begin.
Hello, beautiful, powerful, divine, immaculate souls, and welcome back to the Find Your Power podcast. If you're new, welcome, welcome. I love you. So happy that you are here. And if you've been here before, welcome back to the podcast. You know the drill. I love ya. Oh, I hope you are all doing amazing today. Before jumping into the juiciness of the podcast, I just want to share some love, some light, some gratitude, blessings, abundance, positive energy, and all good things. Sending that all to you now. Receive it if you would like to receive. And after you have fully sat in that and breathed into it and received that good energy from my heart to yours, then we shall begin. So today's episode is all about surrender. All right, something that is so hard for humans to naturally do because the ego likes to have control, right? The ego likes to micromanage everything, control everything, feel like it has power over every single situation in your life, right? That is what the ego likes to do to keep you safe, to make this illusion that you are fully in control, right? When in reality, we receive and experience the most bliss and flow when we surrender, when we surrender to the flow of our own life, when we surrender to our path, when we surrender to the universe, source, God, and its plan for us, right? When we surrender to that and what is meant for us, we're able to live with more ease. We're able to live with less stress, less anxiety, less resistance, less force, less effort, honestly, because we are fully surrendering to the moment and the path. So think about it like this, okay? Your life, your path is like a river, right? And the river flows at a certain speed and along a certain path, okay? And we have the choice to either get in our floaty and float along this river consciously, right? Float along this river with ease and flow and with minimal effort because we're just on this floaty and just flowing down this river, soaking up the sunshine and seeing the beautiful surroundings and smiling and laughing along this beautiful journey down this river, right? To get to our different pit stops and our destinations and all of that, right? So we can either do that or we can choose to fight against the current. We can choose to get into the water and try to swim the opposite direction or get ourselves into blockages and messes that we're not meant to be in, and consistently using all of this energy and resistance to fight the natural river, to fight the natural path that is right in front of us, when really we can get to where we want to go with ease, flow, and less energy if we just hop on the floaty, surrender, and flow along that river. But the thing with that option is, again, like I said, you don't really have much control, right? And the ego wants to have control. So You can choose the path of the soul where you surrender and flow, or you can choose the path of the ego where you resist and you fight and you end up in more roadblocks and more challenges and just overall more difficulty. But the choice is always yours, okay? You can choose one or the other. So even though it may be out of your comfort zone, even though it might be scary, I'm telling you, the way to live life with the most ease and flow is to surrender. Because guess what? That river, that path that is for you is divinely guided. It is divinely protected. And the universe, your guides, your angels, your whole spirit team are gonna make sure that you are experiencing what you are meant to experience. Everything happens for a reason, and you always experience what is meant for you. So once you fully sit in that and believe that and embody that, you surrender to the things going on in your life. You surrender and you allow things to come and pass. You allow yourself to flow with ease. You allow yourself to pivot and move along the path that is being lined up for you and created for you. You surrender to the not so great things that happen in your life. And instead of fighting so hard to maybe fix things that are broken, or fight so hard to get people back into your life, or fight so hard to cling on to a job that is, you know, the universe is trying to have you let go of, instead of fighting so hard for those things, instead surrendering and allowing the universe to put you along the path that is most meant for you. If you get pushed out of a job that was meant for you, don't resist, surrender. If you are forced out of a relationship, don't resist, surrender and flow. If you are being pushed into a certain direction so heavily, don't resist that. It is divine guidance and divine flow that is working to bring you onto your highest timeline and onto the path that is best for you and meant for you. Okay? So surrender. Trust. Let go sometimes. And understand and sit in the full truth that what is meant for you will be yours. What is meant for you will happen for you. And everything happens for a reason. So don't use all of that energy and stress to resist. Surrender, flow, and live your life with the ease that you are meant to be living life in. You can make your life really easy, or you can make your life really difficult, and that comes down to you. Okay, so sit with that today, and maybe sit down with your journal and, you know, just write. Let things flow out and really reflect on what you're currently doing in your life and how you want to pivot to live your life from here on forward. And write down how you can surrender more and how you can create more flow in your life. So that is all I have today. I hope you loved this episode. If you are not already, make sure you are subscribed so you never miss a new episode. Make sure you are following the Instagram at findyourpower.co because I post a lot of really great stuff on there. Tons of educational reels and inspiration, and it's an amazing community over there. So make sure you go follow and check it out and be a part of the tribe. And yeah, I'll end this off like I normally do. Make sure you go out into the world today and spread some love, some light, and some positivity, because you never know the impact that you can make. All right. So go out and spread it. I love you all so, so, so much. And I hope you have the most beautiful day.